Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll tell them. Yeah. All right. I didn't know. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Jennifer?
Hello?
Jennifer?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
We weren't expecting you. We were hoping to talk to Mike.
I am so sorry. Mr. O'Mara is going to be a little late. He's at the Ace Hardware store.
What's he doing there?
He's picking up some sundries. I'm not sure. I don't
I don't
have a camera on him, Rob.
I'm not one to put myself where I don't belong, but that seems like more of a job for you.
I've seen you, Mr. Man.
Stop it. How dare you?
I've seen the way you roll. I've seen the way you operate.
But shouldn't that be a job for you? You are his personal assistant.
Yeah, but he's doing a household project today, so he wanted to run out and grab some stuff, so that's about the way it goes.
Well, you know him as well as anybody since you spent so much time with him. And if you are just joining
us... Hi, Pony!
Good morning, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, he's great.
This is Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Pony, Pony, Pony!
Do you think that
the Pony!
The project that Mike is attempting today, the project
he's... What do you want? Where's Oscar?
Where Oscar's in Bermuda.
What? You're kidding me!
No, he's on vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's
you
he
sound
doing there?
So surprised.
Oh, he's on vacation.
Yeah.
He's always on vacation. What's going on? Is he in China?
No, he's not in China. He's in Bermuda. He's battening down the hatches.
When's the last time you had a vacation, Rob?
I remember I was celebrating Clinton's second victory.
Oh, you're such a hard worker.
That's fun, right? We like to have fun.
Oh, my.
When do you expect Mike back?
I don't know when he's coming back.
Do you know what his project is that he's going to attempt today?
Yes, I do, but he told me not to tell you.
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah, I don't tell you.
Yeah. Did you have to sign a non-disclosure form when Mike hired you?
Hey, can I tell you something?
I wish you would.
Wasn't Jimmy Kimmel great? On the Emmy Awards?
Huh? Yeah, very, very good. But I always had you pegged as a Fallon girl.
No. I love Kimmel. I have to tell you something about Kimmel. He's so sexy. I know he's not known for that, but to me, he's just a sexy man.
What makes him sexy?
I don't know.
Do you like his beard?
I don't know.
Don't play coy with me.
Oh, I love his, like, three-day stubble.
Three-day what?
Yeah. Stubble.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah. He lost a lot of weight. Remember when he used to be Fat Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, Fat Jimmy Kimmel.
On the man show.
All the weight. Now he wears those collars that, like, hang on his neck.
I know. He almost looks ill.
Yeah. Oh, and I'd love to have him out at my cottage one day.
I bet you could fatten him up.
I bet I could. I'd feed him pierogies.
You know, we've never asked.
Yes.
Do you cook?
Yeah, I cook delicious Polish food.
Are you Polish?
Of course I'm Polish.
I'm Polish.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You are so Polish.
Wouldn't it be fun to get together and have kielbasa and pierogi together?
Yeah, it sure would. Hey, I know we're supposed to do the mailbag, but Mike's not back yet, but I can't believe you didn't know I was Polish. Have I ever given you my last name?
You've never, you know what, in the history of you being on this show, you've never mentioned your last name, but God knows I'm about ready to write it down.
Okie doke, get your pen out.
Got
it's
it.
Kind of tough. I bet you can't spell it.
All right. Oh, you're going to say it or spell it?
I'm going to tell you what it is.
And then I'll spell it.
Spell it.
Okay, what is
right?
it?
It's Jennifer Wisniewski.
A Wisniewski.
Oh. Jennifer Wisniewski.
I think I have the spelling. Hold on.
I'm Jennifer Wisniewski, and I'll see you on November 5th at the Improv in D.C.
Can I guess the spelling, Jen?
Sure.
Is Wisniewski Wisniewski?
Oh, you dick. You got it right.
Jennifer Wisniewski.
You suck.
All right, get her out of here.
What do you mean?
Get out of here, Jennifer.
No, I don't want.
Yo, get out of here. I'm sorry. She's gone.
How was the hardware store?
I was fine. I just getting a few sundry items.
That's what she said.
Yes. Yeah.
It was Jennifer Wisniewski who came by.
That's good. That's wonderful. I'm glad you have a good time talking to her.
She's a blast. She always has a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, Jennifer Wisniewski. Write it down. That's her full name. Jennifer Wisniewski.
I have it written down right here. I'm going to have to carve it into my...
The very talented assistant to the Mike O'Mara Show. And Rob, I understand that, you know, we could talk about Jennifer all day long, but we've got to do a mailbag.
Well, it's not about her, Mike.
It's not about her. It's about all of you, ladies and gentlemen. You, the listener, the people, the peoples that make us get up every day.
Wiz!
Yes.
New!
Yep.
All
there you
these
go.
Things that I do. Ski!
Right.
It's all about
thank you.
You!
Very exciting.
You.
Wonderful.
Wisniewski!
We're very happy to do the mailbag for you. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Oh, Rob, aloha. Do we have any presents in the little grass gift shack today?
Actually, we do. You know the gentleman in the military who has been in contact with us? His name is Mark Kaplan. He's a former medical officer. He has sent you some great stuff. Yeah,
yes.
He said, to your favorite squirrel. This is for his favorite squirrel.
Okay,
he actually adjusted.
And I'm sorry I don't remember, but do
he
you?
Yeah, he sent you a
hat. Are
you
pretending to remember?
No.
Okay. Let's. I mean, I love the fact that people do this, but it's hard to remember certain people.
I understand. You know? And Kaplan is not a very
rude.
No, it's not a very memorable name.
Well, Gabe Kaplan.
Oh, well, the great Gabe Kaplan, who has made a career not only in laughter but also in cards.
Do you have a? Can you tell Tony? Can you tell that we have the female intern in today?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. You tell with his energy, he's got the. I want to tell you this. That's the way I go all the way. Gabe Kaplan, let's play the Kaplan game.
Gabe Kaplan, Kaplan Testing Services.
What is Kaplan Testing Services?
It's a service where you can take tests for, like, prepare for SATs and LSATs and stuff like that.
Would that rise to the celebrity level? I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe not.
Are there any other famous Kaplans?
I can't come up with one.
So I'm king of the Kaplans.
You are king of the Kaplans. The only one that doesn't count is that the mystery guy, the guy that doesn't exist in North by Northwest, is Kaplan, George Kaplan, that they think that Cary Grant is George Kaplan.
That's the character or the
That's
actor?
A character, so it doesn't count. That's the only
all
one
right,
that's
so
up into mind.
You're king of the Kaplans.
You are king of the Kaplans, Mike,
all right,
and I
so
applaud
with that
you.
Said, let's this gentleman's, yes, thanks so much. I appreciate it. What is this gentleman's name again?
His name is
gentleman?
Mark Kaplan. And
did he give me the hat from the training ship?
Yes, that's the guy.
Well, now I know who you're talking about. He's a wonderfully generous man. I can't believe you didn't remember.
And you're going to, I know, Mike, you know, I've just got a million things going with the female intern and everything.
Well, yeah, you do. You don't even know, but I study you every day. I study you.
That's the saddest thing of all. He says for his favorite squirrel.
Last word. Well, no, I'm just. You don't know. You know. It's funny. It's funny. I mean, when I work with you alone all week, I learn the tales. Go ahead. I interrupted. I'm sorry.
He went to a SWAT convention and got you a whole bunch of swag that I think you're really gonna like. My favorite.
Like a SWAT team, like the.
Yeah, it was a SWAT convention in, I believe it was in California, and he normally avoids this stuff, but he went to get you the free stuff. Look at this, police car stress ball. So
oh,
it's
wow.
Actually, so for his favorite squirrel, now you have your own police car.
Hey, that'll work well for my weekend trip to Charlotte. There you go. No, sorry, I'm terrible.
Horrible.
Sorry.
He has also sent you.
Highly inappropriate, I apologize.
A 10th anniversary t-shirt, a challenge coin, a water bottle, and some stickers and stuff. So I'll send this care package to you. But Mark Kaplan, very nice to think of you and send you all this SWAT team stuff from that convention. So
hey, if you go to Charlotte and your hotel door happens to be locked, don't worry. You can crash it open just like that. No problem at all. I want to tell you. Sorry, I'm a little obsessed with the news last night. I can't help myself.
Yeah, you couldn't tear yourself away, right?
Rioting, I get riveted. I'll talk about that later.
I'll send you all that stuff from Urban Shield. That was very
Thank
nice
you.
Of him to remember
I appreciate
you.
That. That's very, very kind. And anything else, or can we
That's
move
all.
On
we can move on, please.
Happy birthday to superfan Linda Herr. Now, Herr is spelled H-I-R-W. Mm-hmm. So... I would like to pronounce it correctly as her ancestors did before they came over on the Herr flower. Superfan Linda Herwa. Linda Herwa, this Sunday she enters the last years of her douchebag 30s. Whoa. And she can't wait to see us at the Improv. Linda Herr, I look forward to meeting you as well, including all of our friends at the Improv. Getting excited about that show on November 5th.
Yes.
Today marks the big 6-0 for the wonderful Wanda Farmer. Wanda Farmer, now in her frisky 60s, So called because she still feels so youthful, thanks to vitamins and Miss Clairol.
Isn't that nice?
That's delight. Miss Clairol. Let's see. That right there, you betray your 60s. Miss Clairol.
Yeah, it's
that,
like...
That, does that sound any more like you ought to be ready for the home?
Mike, today's episode of Dinah is brought to you by Miss Clairol.
Miss Clairol. Margaret DeCenzo. Margaret DeCenzo is turning another year lovelier and would love a pep talk from Sir Winston Churchill's pinky finger.
Been a while. Do we spin for that?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's spin for that. I might be in the mood. Bulldog, bulldog, bulldog.
Hey, that's terrific.
Here he comes. All right, very good. Yes, Margaret DeCenzo. Margaret DeCenzo turning another year lovely up and beautiful. And she has many years to go. I will tell you, Margaret, in the inimitable words of the chronic vacationer, Mr. Oscar Santana. Keep it tight, darling. That's right. Work out every day. Eat right. And don't take any crop. That's right. Don't take any crop. Yes, yes, Rob Spiewak.
Did the Hun work out? Did the Hun keep it tight?
The Hun did not keep it tight. We'll fight the Hun on the beaches. We will fight the Hun in the air. And we will never, never surrender. Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Winston Churchill.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. It was so much fun to do that. Happy belated birthday to Nitza from her husband, Jorge.
Yes, Jorge.
Who has withheld her age because he likes affection.
That's simple. That's classy and gross at the same time, isn't it?
All right. Nitza. This Saturday, happy double nickel birthday to 30-year listener Mike Dye. After 30 years, he's a permanent die. That's Rob's. That's look at him laughing at that. He's loving it. Jakob Preisner, or Jacob Preisner.
Jacob, yeah.
Of Madison, Wisconsin, turns 5 next week. Jacob turns 5. Yay!
Yeah, Jacob.
And he would love a greeting from the Grease Man in which... He farts. I'm not sure. What do you? I mean,
you know, I was.
Is that a Grease Man thing or
no?
What?
And also, the weird thing is since he's 5, I almost didn't even put it in. I would say it's a no-go. I wouldn't even spin on that.
You know, and you know what? Never too young to learn about life's rules. Which
that's
is,
right.
Life is filled with disappointments
and don't
and
get some, happy.
And sometimes
and
greedy fathers.
Thank you
that really
much.
Don't you think this is more for Dad than for Jacob?
Okay. Have a look eat. There we go. Thank you. Christy Gemento is celebrating. I can never deny. Kristen Gemento is celebrating the 7th anniversary of her 29th birthday this week. Felicitations, baby.
Baby.
That's, how old is that, Rob?
That'll be 36. That but
she's 36. Mm-hmm. God love her. That's exciting. Happy Sweet 16 to Joy Holder, formerly of Gaithersburg, Maryland, and currently of Newburyport, Massachusetts, TMOS listener since age 8. God bless
Isn't that
you,
awesome?
Joy. That is so cool. You know, when we're knocking out a few of the 60-year-olds, it's sure nice to grab the 16-year-olds.
Her dad is a man of the cloth, and her mother didn't approve of her listening at age 8, so the man of the cloth would sneakily let her listen at age 8.
Oh, that's right. Well, he must be a Protestant. Well, we've had rabbis. We've had Catholic priests.
Yes,
we've
have.
Had everybody. Mm-hmm. Chase McCormick is 4.0 sophomore engineering student. He is a 4.0 student at Kansas State. KC, who has a birthday today. Can Mike's aide Jennifer offer him any love advice? We can bring her back in. Let's bring her. Let's just bring her back
All
in.
Right. Okay.
That's good news.
Hey, Jen.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, it's awesome.
Are you being sarcastic, Pony Boy? Come on now. You are. I know you are. You
oh,
don't
I
like
love
the
when you're here.
Electronic quality, do you?
Oh, I love it. You know
paranoid.
Me in electronics.
Don't be paranoid.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Chase McCormick. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Bye. Bye, a-holes.
Jennifer Wisniewski. Oh.
Jennifer Wisniewski got her last name today. Tony Connis. Has his boy a lot of weird names today?
Yes,
not weird. I'm sorry, I apologize. They're not weird. They're just they need pronouncers.
Yeah,
Tony Connis has his 50th birthday coming up, and would love some advice on growing old from the long dead Betty Davis. Okay, well, boy, they're just requesting them today.
Yeah, we got a spin for this one.
Let's see what happens. Right. He never denies.
Cigarette. lipstick.
Oh.
I am so sorry.
Oh, no.
Curveball.
You know you made me happy. I don't know.
Hey, Mike, sometimes I study you, too.
I don't know what that says about me. We just did one, you know? We just did a chick, and then he wants another chick.
I know.
Hello, boys. I'd like to wish a happy September birthday to my sister, to my brother-in-law, to my wife, and to my mother-in-law. But I can't. It's impossible. Because no matter how much... It's impossible because no matter how much I beg, they won't listen to the show.
Boo.
So, well, screw them.
Yeah.
As long as they don't get it, I say screw it. I agree with you, sir.
Yes.
Let's do something only a P1 would understand. In that regard, sir, I'm humbly requesting that you read the following obscure references in the voice of CBS engineering guru Pete Johnson.
This is great. This is such a good list.
This is David Smolar.
Yeah, great listener.
Did I get the name pronounced?
I think it's Smolar.
Smolar?
Yeah.
Okay, David Smolar. So he wants the Pete Johnson voice.
Yes, but these eight references that really only P1s will get, but in the voice of Pete Johnson.
All right, let's bring Pete in. We're not even going to
spell. Oh, wow,
he's
coming in.
Let's just bring him right in. All right, here we go.
Pretty peppy party pal. Somebody call for a doctor. They're not banging. DGH, FOB, and TCBE.
Good job, Pete.
No F and ZD. Todd. He has his father's eyes.
One more.
The rent stays the same as before.
Pete Johnson, everybody.
Thank you, David. Thank you. That was for absolute 1,000,000% P1s that would like the show. And
do you think Pete's still alive?
Nope.
There he is. Oh, he said that on his way out. Hey, Mike, when my kids were young and I was tasked with reading to them, I would pre-read the book. If the book sucked, I would make up my own story. Suffice it to say, Curious George got pretty dark.
Oh, no.
That's from Dave Dunlop. Dave, you're a better man than I am. Hi, guys. I am writing with two birthday wishes, one for my husband, Kyle, who is entering the last year of his douchebag 30s, and me, Sarah. I still have 2 years left of my D-bag 30s. We are both faithful daily listeners of the podcast and enjoy having little inside jokes about cankles or other random things.
That's nice.
No funny voice requests, but if you guys could sing us the birthday song, it would be fantastic. Thanks, Sarah Larson. So for Sarah, this is for her husband, Kyle. Is
yes,
that who it's
and
for?
Sarah. I think it's for both of them.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Kyle.
Kyle. Sarah. All right. Dear Mailbag, this week I reached the age of Medicare, halfway through my sixth decade on the planet. We've got some... Well, are we going to start getting 80-year-olds on the show now? It's going to be... We're moving into that now, aren't we? Well, these people are just a couple of years ahead of me. They've been with me the whole ride.
What I love is I can usually judge how old they are by the size of the font on the letter.
This week I reached the age of Medicare, halfway through my sixth decade on the planet. I have officially... now entered the second half of my short, shoot, sexy, senile, sunset 60s. How old is this person?
You know this person. He's turning 60.
Is Dirk turning 60?
Yes.
All right. The you kids get off my lawn period of life.
That's awesome.
So as I look over my shoulder at the rubble of my dreams.
Sweet.
Oh, Dirk, I hope your life's not that sad. I wonder if one of my new favorites, the Dueling Brandos, might offer me some words of advice on aging. Please drop a quarter in the one-armed bandit of Bad Place Broken Dreams, and I will root for three walkers. Dirk Fastrick. Let me ask, when you do Brando and I do Brando, right?
Yeah, I don't remember ever doing Dueling Brandos, but apparently it's something he loves.
Yeah, if I do Brando, though, in order for me to do Brando, not that I'm tipping my hand.
Right.
I require some tissues.
Okay, well, I'll spin. I have a hunch how it's going to come out, so let's see how we do it.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah. Walker, 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 hey!
Woo!
There you go. So,
That's too much. Oh. if you put too much tissue paper in, you can't do the Brando.
No, you can't.
I don't need the tissue paper.
It helps,
I mean, since he asked, and since it's Dirk, and Dirk like is the like the most generous listener we have. Yeah. Hold on. Put a little more.
It's a very delicate operation.
All right, now let me hear your Brando first, if you don't mind.
Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires.
When did we do dueling Brando?
I don't ever remember doing it.
I think we did.
All right, let me try it.
All right.
Look at my boy. Look how they massacred my Santino. Look how we, because you act like a man. Because you act like a man, Johnny Fontaine. Johnny Fontaine. I watched The Godfather epic the other night.
Then you get the young Brando who was in New York and he shot the Black Hand.
Right.
And it was like, it's no problem. No problem at all. But my favorite,
look how they massacre my boy.
And then, of course, there's the dying Brando.
Yes.
When he puts the orange slice in there.
And you think after his career, that's how he want to be remembered, don't you think?
Yeah.
With the orange slices?
Now I got the tissue paper in my butt. I don't need the tissue paper.
Do you think when you get real old, sometimes you remember bits that never happened?
Luca Brasi.
Luca Brasi, yeah. Are you saying that Dirk completely created that in his own brain?
Well, we've got three people here that have heard every show. And none of us remember it.
Dirk, I'm not sure about that one.
Buenos Aires.
Thanks a lot. Have a birthday. Many more. Happy returns. Happy 60.
Hi, guys. Today I enter my fall apart 40s to ward off the inevitable decline of my body a little while longer. This weekend I'm driving from D.C. to Maine to hike 40 miles. That'll keep you young.
Nice, yeah.
I went to Acadia on a whim after hearing about it on your show. Thanks for introducing me to such a great place. The most beautiful place in the world.
It is gorgeous.
It'll just be me running through the mountains like a lunatic. Or maybe just drinking in Bar Harbor if my feet start to hurt. Plenty of great places to go.
Yes.
Mike, since you didn't make it up to Maine this year, I'd be happy to pick up any supplies you might need. Perhaps some Smiling Irish Bastard beer or maybe a crow-killing pellet gun. Oh, man. Oh, well,
I didn't think crows were your... Weren't eagles the problem?
No, eagles were the problem because if we let Frankie out
on the
lawn...
They would kill Frankie.
There was an eagle up there, a bald eagle, the size of a 737 that was in the tree. And we always speculated how much fun it would be just to let Frankie scamper down on the beach and get the... But never got a chance to do that. No, with the crows waking the whole family up, it's
That's right.
I don't care for them. So anyway, don't need the Smiling Irish Bastard, but thank you. It wouldn't be a birthday without gifts, so I was hoping that Scott Shannon. Wow.
Yeah,
is it overwhelming now? Is it just like one after the other now?
And it's that and also the fact you wouldn't believe the amount that came in this morning. Guys, you're not allowed to submit day of, okay?
It wouldn't be a birthday without gifts, so I was hoping that Scott Shannon might wish me some good luck on my hike. Let's see. Hannity, Hannity, Hannity.
Hey!
Oh, wow, that's right.
Start the revolution. Now here's Sean Hannity. Hey, Jeff. Hope you enjoy hiking through the mountains of Acadia. Scott Shannon, Pirate Radio.
Bye-bye.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
W-M-A-K. Nashville, Shannon in the morning.
And we're back. Hi, guys. Jesus. Normally, I buy a few episodes of the bonus show a la carte, only when I have some extra time to listen. That has changed. This morning, your impression of Norm MacDonald finding the dead house sitter in his bed had me laughing so hard that I figured I owe you something. I just purchased a year subscription. Tell everyone they should do the same. Thanks for the show, Matt Wilbur.
That's awesome. Thank you, Matt.
Attaboy.
I appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you. Guys, after Mike's recent airport celebrity stalking story, I thought I'd share a huge celebrity story of my own. A few years ago, my wife and I were invited by her employer to watch a Buffalo Bills game in a large private suite. Among the 100 or so people in the suite that day was none other than Billy Fasillo.
Hey!
During halftime, we happened to be standing in line next to Mr. Fasillo at the buffet, and we witnessed one person after another approach him and simply say to him, "It's huge." My wife finally turned to him and asked him if that ever got old, to which he replied, "Nope, it's made me a very wealthy man." Well, that's cool.
You know what? That's a good way that you can handle it, yeah.
Just thought you might appreciate that. Keep up the funny. Jeff Heller, yeah, if you own it, if you're going to do that, you own it. But you know, in real life, it probably drives him a little nuts. But if you saw the TV commercials, you would say that's payback.
I don't know, Mike. If you paint it on an airplane, something tells me you're kind of into it.
Well, we're going to have a huge show, so start it right now, Rob, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yes, be my pleasure.
Rory.
Miss Wendy, start telling people.
Almost immediately, Bill.
I'd like to take everybody out after the show.
Fantastic. Bill, this is hard on all of us, and it's no time for compliments. But I think it's extraordinary of you. I'm down here for this.
Well, if we're not here for one another during the tough times, we're not a news organization.
Bill, welcome back to Washington. Bill.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I forget, is she on the list? This is a brutal layoff, and all because they couldn't program Wednesday nights. Okay,
you can make it less brutal by knocking a million or so off your salary.
Yeah, the guy in Cleveland's done the brain cell training.
Okay. Bad joke. I'm sorry. Awful. It's a miserable day. And that was just some kind of sick joke defense mechanism. It just doesn't indicate any of my feelings. Not one. It just shows the kind of stress this represents for all of us.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That is from the movie Broadcast News. That is a scene between Jack Nicholson and a man named Peter Hackus.
Yes.
And Peter Hackus worked with me for about a half an hour when I was a desk assistant at the beginning of my career at NBC Radio News. I remember that guy coming through the newsroom. That's probably the only contact I ever had with him, just looking at him.
Do you know what I remember? I saw Broadcast News, I think, twice in the theater. It was 1988 or so.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first time I saw it, I couldn't stop laughing at just the thought of Jack Nicholson as an anchorman. Every time
hysterical.
They showed him as an anchorman, I was laughing in the theater. And my friend said, "What is funny?" I said, "That is funny. That's funny."
You know, Rob, there are a lot of movies where, right, you have the dead part. You know, even a great movie like Full Metal Jacket, I kind of watched the first half, and then the second half's like, meh.
Yeah.
Broadcast News, start to finish.
Gangbusters.
Every single scene is a gem. If you've never seen it, it's a little dated now, but I mean, to be honest with you, you got to check it out. Albert
I'm
Brooks.
Drinking
William
vodka Brooks. And eating frozen orange juice.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe, because they get it, and if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. There. I gave it without being silly or anything.
Attaboy, snarky.
Nice,
no snark.
Nice little thread online last night. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today, Pony saw it, is brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. And do you have something for us tonight?
I love this one because we talk about how great of a deal it is. It doesn't even have to be a formal business card. This guy, Michael Snook, made what is called a calling card. And it's a two-sided card, and on the front
it says,
TCB, Michael W. Snook, man of the people. And on the back it says, taking care of business since 1974. So
that's
all
right.
He has to do is just hand this to people as he goes. But here's the deal. In black and white, beautiful font, it's classy, but it's funny. It's
only
a great use of it.
$9.99, 500 business cards. It's the best deal. We all have our business cards from Vistaprint. Every one of us has designed a card. They always look sensational. It's the best customer service, too. Great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed if you're not 100% happy. Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's the code TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Okay, we are, as usual, on a Thursday. We are totally behind.
Yes, it gets away from us.
You know, and so let's do this. I want to make an appeal before we have Nikki Diamond on the show.
Okay.
Because Nikki Diamond is not somebody that will contact me personally. He's prickly that way, and he sells his stuff. So
Yes. He's
not somebody that's going to actually help me out. But I know last year in the world of fantasy football, there were a couple of you listeners that were out there that contacted me on Facebook. This is a naked personal appeal for some assistance. Look, my lineup, I'm going to have another week. If I put in my own lineup, I'm going to have another crap week. And the only fun weeks I had with fantasy football were when I got some assistance people that knew better.
How many New York Giants are in your lineup right now?
Right now, I've got the dummy lineup that I just put in to hold my place. I did that just to hold my place
right
for fantasy football this week in the TMOS league, so I haven't tweaked it yet. And by the way, I'm quite the tweaker.
Yes, you are.
Isolate that one. That'll be in a promo soon. No, the thing is, so I need. Last year, I remember. I don't have any pride, so it doesn't matter to me when it comes. I have a lot of pride in other areas, not when it comes to fantasy football. So when that
your
so
appearance,
someone now is going to isolate. I'm a tweaker, and I have no pride, and then they're going to
No. You say you have no pride in fantasy football. You have a lot of pride in your appearance and your
thank
family.
You, Rob, yes,
you take a lot of pride in what you
fastidious.
Are.
Fastidious. That's
yes,
it,
you
that's
are. It. Yeah, look at you.
But I enjoyed my fantasy experience more when someone would assist me with the lineup, and I could watch my teams do better.
Yes, understood. And it's more fun when you win.
Yeah, they weren't always successful, but the only times that they were, yeah. The only time I was in the money was when I got help.
Never,
so I'm
never on your
you.
Own.
Yes, and I realize that I've mentioned this a couple of times in passing,
really?
But I haven't spotlighted it. Maybe I did it or maybe I didn't.
Because
I did last year.
Twice I've finished in the money, and I've always done it on my own, and I'm no football junkie. I'm no football
right.
maven. You just
exactly.
get in there, and there's so much luck involved, Mike.
Well, this is in the middle of the show, we're doing a little fantasy concentrated segment. So we're going to have Nikki Diamond coming up.
Yes.
And I also want to tell everybody, please, if you're out there, you know who you are, and there was somebody in particular, and please identify yourself. It would be very helpful because of my lack of memory if you were to put a sentence in there like, hi, Mike, I'm the guy that let you win last year, that type of thing.
I'm the guy who sent you the hat.
We all know there are government cheeses out there that
you
that win,
beat
win,
government
win.
Cheese last week.
He might have helped me last year. I don't remember the names because they put different names on the league, like Salem's Lot, and then they don't put the same name when they're contacting me in a private message, so it gets confusing.
Methinks that government cheese helped Oscar.
Okay,
I think was the deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, and because he's cagey, he wouldn't let us know how much he won, would he?
Who, Oscar?
Yeah, he'd probably conjure and put himself in another league.
Well, no, we always announced the league that he was in for the show.
Here's the thing. On FanDuel, I'm in a $25 league. I've done it 2 weeks in a row, and I've lost my ass, so I'm tired of that, and I want to get in the money a little bit. You know me. I can't be satisfied just sitting there and doing our own league, you know? Sorry, I'm telling the truth.
You best get in there and tweak.
Yeah, I'm a tweaker.
You are
all right,
a tweaker.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the one, the only, Nikki Diamond. Get him on the line. Put him on hold. We will talk to Nikki Diamond. Yeah, look, I know a lot of you didn't care for the appearance last week. You think he's a bit of a dick, but I think he's an expert. A
lot of knowledge. A lot of knowledge there.
We'll talk to him right after this. Hey, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, you want to play a little word association?
I sure do.
Son.
dial.
You know, maybe this is a bad idea. I just want to remind everybody that we are on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. So please tune in spite of my assistant, Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I was talking about it. Calling all fantasy football fans, put your skills to the test this week for a chance to win cash on FanDuel. FanDuel is a one-week fantasy football feast. Absolutely. It's one-week fantasy football. Just choose your contest, pick your team, and win. FanDuel has contests for beginners or bigger tournaments for more experienced players like yours truly.
That's right.
That's it. Cash prizes
both are paid feed out O'Mara
every single week. Please help me. Setting up a lineup is easy, and contests start at just $1. That's the way I'm going to do it this week. Get a friend, tell me what players to put in, set my lineup, win, win, win. You think you know fantasy football? Prove it at FanDuel, and you can play against us. Access our TMOS league at FanDuel.com/TMOS. Are we filled yet, or can we get a few more people in?
When I checked last night, there was 249, so I guarantee you we're filled. But I know there is the spillover league, so go to the TMOS FanDuel Facebook page, and it'll guide you to the spillover league.
Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest, valued at up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks. For 5 weeks, the value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. And as far as the Mike O'Mara Show League is concerned this week, get ready, everybody, because I'm a winner.
Yeah, it's the tweak time.
Speaking of fantasy football, from Pahrump, Nevada, one of the foremost experts in fantasy football, a guy that knows the ins and outs of it, and always great to talk to, Nicky Diamond.
Hey,
Nicky
Nick.
Diamond is here. Nicky, good to have you on the show again this week. How you doing, man?
Good. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Great to have you on. Go ahead.
No, I just, I think maybe I came on too strong last week. I'll try to be, nicer and more understanding of your inevitably probably not that good selections.
Nicky, let me just say this is it, and I kind of get that feeling this week too, and I'll just be square with you. I'll be honest with you.
All right.
What happened last week, and I got this from some of the listeners, is that, they thought that maybe you had a bit of a, what's a nice way to put this? Yeah, that you just were you're a little short with us and a little curt with us, and you sounded, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, you sounded like you were having a bad week last week, but I know it's a brand new week, and hopefully you're doing better. How are you doing? How are you doing personally? Everything? I mean, not that I want to ask a personal question.
You ever have a bad decade? Where I'm at right now.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mickey.
It's all right. So,
are you in Vegas today, or are you traveling?
No, I'm just. You can't hear that, can you?
What is that in the background? Mickey?
I'm sorry. I'm big into juicing. You guys do the juicing?
Not for
I haven't juiced. No.
Years. What are you? What are you juicing today? Well, is it orange juice and vodka?
No, it's,
I'm it's, kidding. It's I'm kidding.
A little more complicated than that. It's got kale. Kale's a superfood. I don't know. If you know, I don't even know what that means.
That's good for you.
Carrots. Very good for you. Squeeze some lemon, some ginger, and then 2 parts orange juice, and then you just top it off with 6 parts vodka, and then you're ready to go.
Nicky,
I'm glad to know you're taking care of yourself, Nick.
You don't strike me as usually the health nut, but know your fantasy football, don't you?
Right? Can't judge a book by the cover of the book.
Okay, Nicky.
Well
let
said.
Me ask. Let me ask you because a lot of people were asking based on your appearance last week about you prior to being like an odds maker, a guy that knows his way around football. Have you done anything? Have you done anything else? Have you had any other Joe jobs or anything like that leading up to this?
No, I used to be a dealer. I've been all around Vegas. I dealt blackjack.
Oh, like a card dealer.
Yeah, well, I knew that. I knew.
Oh, I didn't know what he was dealing.
No, if you're a car dealer,
what kind of dealer is there?
Well, you could, sell cars or pharmaceuticals.
No, I'm a Vegas guy. A dealer.
Well, Pahrump guy.
Dealing cards. what I
okay.
do.
Okay. All right, let's not tick him off anymore.
No,
get right into it. Time to talk fantasy football. You know, I was complaining before that I haven't had a lot of success with old Eli Manning. It's been a little frustrating for me.
Yeah.
And I just can't go with the Giants anymore. I can't do that. Rob, do you want to start with your
yeah.
player of the week that Nikki's going to give us a
yeah,
little
I'd
analysis
love that. This is a guy that I've had. This is the third week I've played him. He had a really soft first week, but a great second week. I want to know this week, if I start the running back for the Browns, Isaiah Crowell, which Isaiah Crowell am I going to see?
They got a third string quarterback. Never played before. Name's Cody. Not sure if that really inspires any confidence that Cody's your quarterback. They're on the road.
Yep.
Okay.
They have no ability to throw the ball. The defense knows they're going to run it. But hey, you know what? He could get lucky. So
all right.
So good job. He's gonna get a lot of opportunities. That's half the battle, is trying to get your opportunities.
Okay, sure. All right, thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it. Nikki, it always sounds like you're angry at the team. Are you angry at the team?
Or the world?
It sounds like you're angry. Are you? Have we caught you on a bad morning or something like that?
Yeah, we moved you to Thursdays per your request.
We wanted to get you on Thursdays. You said Thursday is the better day for you. Is everything all right? Is everything okay?
I'm in a much better mood today than last week.
All right, good. Let's move along. Pony, did you have one, or do you want to get right to my
Let's
pick
go to yours,
week?
Mike.
LeSean McCoy, in honor of my friend Jimmy Cerrito, the bar owner. Wonderful guy. I love Jimmy, and I figured I'd pick a Buffalo Bill. Running back, LeSean McCoy. What do you think of LeSean?
He's in very good shape. Very, very good shape, that guy.
That's good.
They played on Thursday night, so he's got a very well rested, probably. I don't know.
Hey, Nikki, that's a dig. Now hold on a second. That's a dig. I understand a dig when I get one. Okay, so you're saying
it's nice that he's rested.
What I would appreciate, seriously, since it is my show, excuse me if I can interject here, would be maybe, if you don't like the pick, here's the way I think we could work it out. If you don't like the pick, what you do is you just maybe say, no, that's a bad idea. As a matter of fact, and somebody said this to me on Facebook, I can take only so much snark. And I'm getting the impression you don't like that pick, Nikki? Is that what it is?
Well, Mike, you're picking a guy. They just fired their offensive coordinator. That would let you to believe that they're not happy with the performance of
I can accept that, Nikki.
If a company fires their CEO and then they hire a CEO,
right?
Never had that job before.
Okay,
is that where you give your money? Is that your stock tip?
No. Maybe it's your style, and I have to. I have to get you
style.
I think it's a very good pick, a leap of faith that LeSean McCoy will suddenly play better.
Okay.
Congratulations.
We don't have a pick from Oscar this week because Oscar's in Bermuda.
Where's the other guy?
Oscar's in Bermuda. He's vacationing in Bermuda, Nikki. Do you have anything snarky
I was going to be on with all three of you. I don't understand.
Don't sweat it, Nikki. We're both here. It's fine.
Yeah,
everything's
it's good.
Cool.
It's all good.
Okay. Do you have any other tidbits or anything you can give the fantasy players there?
Come on. He's in Bermuda. The guy,
He's in Bermuda, Nikki. That's fine.
He's the third wheel on a podcast.
He's the third wheel on a podcast. Yeah, you're right. I wonder the same thing. He leads a charmed life. You know what? Here it is. You'll appreciate this, Nikki. He has wealthy relatives that are taking him on this trip. That does make sense.
I wonder why he was on the show to begin with, probably.
There you go. Fantastic. Nikki, we're out of time, as usual.
Oh, we need his signature diamond pick of the week.
Oh, yes. Yeah. His signature what?
Yeah. It's my diamond pick of the week.
The Nikki diamond pick of the week. Yeah. Lay it on us, Nikki. Right. Go ahead.
So you got the Tampa Bay. They're good 1 week. They're bad 1 week. This is the week. They're good. They're playing at home against the Rams. The Rams have no secondary. Jameis Winston is going to throw it to Mike Evans early and often. 150 yards and a touchdown. Book it. Mike Evans, diamond pick of the week. Light him up!
There we go. Okay, thank you, Nikki. Hang up on him right now. Hang up on him right now, Pony. Hang up. Thank you. There we go.
Jesus Christ. That's Nikki Diamond.
You know what?
Always an adventure.
Better than last week. I agree.
I totally agree. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. It goes electric, wavy
when I turn it on. Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I want to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about putting cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Meara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm going to go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Me Undies. No matter how you are dressed, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, and chances are your underwear is boring.
Boring.
Luckily, boring. Luckily, Me Undies is here to change all that. Every pair of Me Undies is made from Modal. Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric, and it's twice as soft as cotton.
Cotton.
Twice as soft. You have to feel it to believe it. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them, you will understand why they are called the world's most comfortable underwear. It's the material. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
Plus, MeUndies has dozens of styles, even limited edition prints that will make sure your underwear is never boring, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with a MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. All right, we have a new intern on deck.
Yes, we do.
Let's bring in Karen, our brand new intern.
Karen.
What's that?
It's Ashley.
That's what I said. Ashley is the new, and this now I remember Ashley is from the Catholic University in Washington, D.C.
That's exactly right, right? Right, Karen?
Okay. No.
what school? You're another AU girl, right?
Yeah, I hail from AU.
Put that microphone American right University. By your face. Thank you.
Yes, American University, my alma mater, and looking like I'm probably not going to be attending the reunion. But
you're breaking Mr. Wenzel's heart. He even went on, he even posted on Facebook about his appearance yesterday
the
show.
I
He's
know.
So excited.
Well, it's just, I could do 20 minutes on why, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
People don't need to know everything, all right? We're going to be in, I'm going to be in D.C. on November 5th. That's
all
the
right.
important
Let me
thing
ask you this, though. Are you
what?
Excited when a student from your alma mater
always.
Is an intern on your show? That's got to feel good.
Absolutely. Always, always, always. That's why I always pepper them with questions about what dorm, and because I was in the fabulous McDowell Terrace. We were Terracites, and we had a fantastic time there. And always like to, haven't been back. I always feel like if I go back to AU, it's been like years since I've been on the campus. I always feel like someone's going to pull me over and they're going to hit me up for some money. I
really,
don't know
just
why,
by going
because
I've driven through VCU, and really the only changes have been is they've bought up all the porn theaters and made them into classrooms.
Oh, that's wonderful!
Yeah, the Lee-X Art Theater is no longer an art theater, Mike. Now it's a part of the theater department.
Well, it's not about us, Rob. It's about
you're right.
It's about young Ashley who hails from what part of the country? You I think you had mentioned it briefly the other day.
I'm from Colorado.
Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. Do you get back very often? Did you spend your summer in Colorado? That's right. Legalized weed.
Legalized.
How big is that, Ashley, out in Colorado, the legalized weed thing? Are they talking? I guess they're doing really well with it, right?
Well, I mean, you know how many times you see a liquor store around D.C.?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like that, except instead of liquor store, you see pot shops.
Wow. Why do so many people with glaucoma end up in there?
So legal. I mean, I really have never spoken to a Coloradan about this particular subject since they legalized it. Mm-hmm. But I've read a lot of stuff about the fact that it is a windfall for the government that they're making money on these shops, and it's hey, Pony, I didn't know you were. Are
I
you
watched a documentary on this. It's insane. They're making so much tax revenue and taking it all out of the hands of illegal dealers.
So essentially, it's like when they revoked prohibition.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it made alcohol in the hands of the government, and all the money went that way. So what is the rule structure? Can it be smoked purely for pleasure? Can you go and buy it like a six-pack of beer?
It's a good question, because I thought it might be just
or medical. Is it by prescription, or how does it work?
You can, in Colorado, you can get it just for pleasure if you're over the age of 21.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So you can walk in and get it for pleasure, so it's really like a bar. You can roll in and grab that. Has it been, and obviously it's been well received, and what are your thoughts on it? How do you feel about the legalization of it out there?
How do I feel?
Yeah, not to say that you know, are enthusiast or anything.
I'm not saying whether you partake or not, and I won't cast a judgment on you. We've had heavy smokers that have been associated with this show.
Yeah, one in the room right now.
That's true.
Is Adrian on deck today?
He is. How you doing, Adrian?
Hey, when you go to Colorado, can I come with you?
Okay, thank you.
You know, so that would be creepy if I knew that if he just wants weed.
Ashley, I'm asking you more as a young resident of the state. Do you think it's been good for the state of Colorado?
Overall, yeah. You could see that there's like more grants being pushed for schools, and I think they're putting a little bit of the money from weed to schools because... There is.
I need books.
So you're in favor. You think it's good legislation.
I think it's good legislation.
You are. This is not asking in any inappropriate way. How old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19.
I can't go buy the weed.
Okay, no. So you can't buy weed yet. But do you, before weed was legalized, say go back 5 years, did you think there was still a big weed presence in Colorado without the legalization of it?
Oh yeah. It's huge.
Okay.
It's always been huge. It's just the difference now is that you could go buy it at a store rather than going to some shady person's house.
Oh, I hate shady people.
And so how did you pick American University all the way from Colorado?
American University is one of the top schools for audio engineering, and that was my major, so...
You're an audio engineer. Rob, get up. She's going to sit where you're sitting right now. We're going to improve the show. We're going to improve the show right
now.
Listen, when you look at Rob's engineering, you know, make sure that he teaches you everything you can possibly learn about running a board during a show.
That's, yes, what it is, Mike, is she will be. I will be at what is known as left in her dust. But I will be her springboard. Yeah.
So audio engineering, like for movies and television and recordings and all that stuff, right?
I'd like to go into gaming.
Audio engineering for gaming. That's very, very cool. That's neat. I didn't know. We've never had an audio engineering major that's been an intern on the show.
It's so weird that gaming is now as much of more of an industry than even a film or movies. I mean, when you go on IMDb pages, people have gaming lists because they have soundtracks and stuff like that. Is that what really drew you to it, or as a kid, were you more into TV or movies?
As a kid, I was more into video games than anything else.
Wow.
I had a... NES, which way before I should have had an NES.
All right, my brain's starting to hurt. Let's move this along here, okay? I mean, Rob, great question. Let me ask this.
Think you meant that.
Why did you pick the Mike O'Mara show? I mean, obviously you saw it there, but you knew nothing about the show. I remember that prior to coming in here. Am I right about that?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Yeah, you boned up on it a little bit right before you got here, but you didn't know the show. What are your impressions of the show? That'll be the last question I have for you. Since you've been here, what do you think about the way everything rolls on the show? And be brutally honest, please.
Yeah.
I think y'all are funny.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You sure you're not smoking pot?
That's true. And, how about this? What do you think, your fellow intern to your left, Adrian, what do you think of him?
He's a chill dude. I'd take him to Colorado.
He's a chill dude. I tell you, hey, Adrian, it's a home run for you today.
It's a great day.
That's great. Congratulations. All right. That's a few minutes of the show. We won't get back. We're going to take a break. When I come back, hey, Ashley, welcome to the show. Thank you so very much. It's great
Thank
to have you.
You
here from Colorado. And help the boys with all things audio. All the things you're learning at AU, bring it into our studio. Rob, you were going to say one more thing?
Yeah, we're not doing a break yet.
Oh, so I can do my rant now?
Yeah, you can do your rant now.
All right, let me do my rant now. Let me do it right now.
Yay!
I'm sorry. I lost my place in the show. I lost my place in the show. This is what I just wanted to say today about the good and the bad as far as human beings are concerned. I realized we had all the protesters in the street, and some of them got violent in Charlotte last night. I am a news junkie. I'm watching that more than I watch even my beloved Red Sox, and it sucks. It sucks in totality. But I have to tell you, when you want to talk about what is truly evil, take a look at this West Virginia nasty biatch who is on the Hill yesterday, and she's Heather Bresch, the CEO of Mylan, the people that make the EpiPens.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not believe how pissed off I got when I first heard this story about the fact that over the course of roughly 10 years, a little less maybe than 10 years, they have jacked the price and gouged the price from $100 to $600 for an EpiPen. My son has a peanut allergy.
Right.
And I barely can get an EpiPen for that price. If you have to buy them in multiples, by the way. You have to have two. So yeah, you're talking $1,200. The people that are out there that are trying to save their children's lives so they don't go into anaphylactic shock. And you've got this lady, and they looked at her yesterday and said, what is your compensation in West Virginia? And she didn't bat an eye, and she said $18 million. And you want to tell me that someone like this, and by the way, her father's a senator from Virginia. He appointed the wife to sit on an education board that was responsible for creating policy about safety in schools, which, somehow circled back and tied into the Mylan Corporation so they could get EpiPens in schools. This is the most corrupt. I pray that this lady within the year is sitting in a jail cell.
I'd love it.
I am so pissed off at this. This is the kind of thing that I've been reading about when they talk about Sebastian Younger writing a book called Tribe.
Yes.
And what the Indian tribes and what tribal societies used to do. You could get away with a lot of crap. You could be your own person. What they didn't allow you to do and what was punishable in many cases by execution, by death, was when you screwed the overall society. When you screwed the tribe, when you did that. And let me tell you something. This lady, this is exactly what is wrong with corporate America and why they sit there. And she didn't bat an eye. $18 million price gouging people that are buying a product to let their children live if they happen to have an allergy. And I thought it was the most despicable thing I think I've ever seen on the Hill. And believe me, they got a lot of crooks up there. They had the Wells Fargo guy up there. He was a scumbag too. But this lady who just comes in and, they're going to have the generic version that they're going to sell for $300, which is, it's beyond despicable. And you know, the thing that kills me about this is it doesn't have to be that way. When you have that kind of money, you don't. Well, how much is more? You know, and
how much is too much? How much can you take?
Yeah.
It's almost as if there is a different circuit or a wiring difference.
Right.
When you have that much power, and
You looked at her defiant. She's trash.
She's garbage.
She's making money, but she is trash. And to say, and if I called her trailer trash, that would be an insult to people that live in trailer parks.
Right.
She is crap. She is pure crap. You know, all you have to do is look at her and see that and hear those facts and hear the way they rolled with that. And they can give all the corporate BS excuses in the world. But this is, you know what? And then within the same newscast, I am watching a profile of Priscilla Chan, the doctor who is married to Mark Zuckerberg, who both of these cats pledged 99% of their $45 billion Facebook fortune to give away before they're done. That's the real humanity there, okay? And they've just pledged $3 billion. I think they did it either this week or last week towards curing, preventing, and managing all diseases by the end of the century. That's being a human being. And by the way, she's got all the money. She could live anywhere and do nothing and just be fat, dumb, and happy.
Yeah, she could run around handing out EpiPens the rest of her life, tossing them out.
You know, you want to talk about the polar opposite as far as humanity. When you're pledging that kind of money, when you're putting that kind of money into disease, curing disease, that Dr. Priscilla Chan, who, and I saw the interview with her, and my God, we all wish that we could be a human being like this. For somebody that hit the lucky stick by marrying Mark Zuckerberg, you got the right lady.
Yeah.
You got the right lady, and they're going to do an amazing amount of good. So So it's a tale of two corporations. You got West Virginia head over here that's sitting there with her $18 million a year and with her fake eyebrows that she raises as she looks at the congressman that asks her that. And then you've got Priscilla, Dr. Priscilla Chan, who not only is brilliant,
yes,
who not only is a beautiful human being, who not only has her own beautiful daughter, but you've got the tale of two cities. And I just had to rant about that because I was so furious about that. And when you talk about protesters that are out in the streets, I think it's horrible when somebody loses their life and when a police officer shoot somebody and they die, and we have to work on that. But you also think, you know, I think I said to my wife, I said, you know where the protesters ought to be? Some of the protesters ought to be in the parking lot at Milan protesting what these people are doing to screw, to steal. It's larceny. It's theft. And
yeah,
put him in jail. That's what I want.
You know, it's
say.
More than that. They're stealing life. They're stealing the ability to keep a child alive. And I've had kids come over where I've had to have the lessons in an EpiPen before the children are allowed to stay at my house for an afternoon because it's that important.
They need it to live. Let's price gouge it. Oh, man. Unbelievable. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. Sorry. I had to get that off my chest on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Little sister, don't you?
So, you love listening to The Mike O'Mara Show?
Woo!
Well, we want to let you in on a little something-something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of full throttle, uncut, ball-busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Bonus. Oh, I didn't catch that. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. Face it. Posting your job in one place is not going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job to all the job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all of the sites, even social media like Facebook, owned by Mark Zuckerberg and his lovely wife, Priscilla Chan. Thank you very much. Jennifer's our assistant. You post it once there and you watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Jennifer Wisniewski.
I get wound up. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter and do it absolutely free.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. You can try it and try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and do it today.
News.
Tony, edit all that out at the end there. You know what? My mama always told me if you're trying to really make a point on somebody, you just don't use the bad words. I just couldn't help myself. I literally lost control.
I don't blame
you. I lost control talking about Heather Bresch, the CEO of Mylan.
Mike, you are an emotional boy, and there's nothing wrong with being emotional.
Rob, there is nothing that I find more abhorrent than people that have this ability to exploit life and death situations.
It's
despicable.
Horrible.
It truly is. So that's it. Wanted to share that. Anyway. Chelsea Handler is tight with Jennifer Aniston, so it's not surprising that she has a take on the Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie divorce, which is growing hair right now. She blessed us with her take, Chelsea Handler's take, on her Netflix show. You think I'm mean? She said, quote, "There are rumors that part of the problem was that Brad was allegedly drinking and smoking too much weed. I wonder why he would need to self-medicate."
Wow.
She goes on to say, maybe it's because he could have been spending the last 12 years at Lake Como hanging out with George Clooney and Matt Damon. Instead of being stuck in a house with 85 kids speaking 15 different languages.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And because he married an effing lunatic.
An effing lunatic, she says.
That's terrific.
Oh, she's nasty, but it was funny. Then she said she's done talking about it on TV, but she invited everyone to follow her on Twitter. So there we go, Chelsea. Thank you very much. Chelsea's a bit of a meanie, but sometimes funny. Here's a scummy guy. Anthony Weiner could be facing criminal charges for exchanging X-rated tweets with a 15-year-old girl. After watching the Anthony Weiner documentary, Rob, I will tell you this. I really do believe that that may be the only way to take care of this guy. I think the guy's got some serious
addiction
issues.
He's
got to
be addiction issues or some sort of medical issue, because that's he just can't stop, can he?
Yeah, and apparently he knew the girl was 15. She's a sophomore at a high school in North Carolina. She doesn't want charges pressed because she says the relationship was consensual. I don't think it matters. In fact, she reached out to him back in January. She claimed she was interested in politics and was curious to see if he was still online after his scandals. It wasn't long before the great predator, Anthony Weiner, turned things sexual. He brought up things like rape fantasies and schoolgirl outfits and told her, I'm not going to give you all the quotes because they're really not even appropriate for this broadcast. He told her, quote, to say his name as she's doing other things. And, of course, he sent the shirtless pics. The thing that disturbs me more than anything else, even more than the 15-year-old girl, which disturbs me a lot, is when he sends these text pictures where, like, he's sitting there with his shirt undone and he's holding his son while he's in the middle of doing this crap.
Yeah.
The man's broken. Yeah. The man's got issues. I think, you know, he may go to jail if this, you know, if there are any kind of naked pictures that go back and forth, my knowledge of the law will be that they might lock this guy up. We'll see what happens.
That's,
all right.
Disgusting.
Anthony Bourdain did a Reddit Ask Me Anything chat this week, and he took aim at three of the things that probably annoy you too. Like the dreaded pumpkin spice.
Boo!
Anthony Bourdain is a man of strong opinions. Here's his quote. I would like to see pumpkin spice. I would like to see the pumpkin spice craze drowned in its own blood. he also took a shot at juice cleanses. Here's the quote. I mean, if you've ever had a colonoscopy, the doctor gives you something that will cleanse you right quick. And then there's the gluten-free fad. Now, he did admit that celiac disease is serious, and it's important that there are gluten-free options for those who have it. But we all know not everyone who's gluten-free needs to be. Bourdain said, quote, people who are treating gluten as an equivalent of Al-Qaeda are worrying to me. He's funny, and he's always got opinions, and I love
what I hate are people that are screaming how they're gluten-free. They love saying it. I'm gluten-free!
Gluten-free. By the way, Anthony Bourdain, with all of his opinions, probably one of the nicest guys I've ever had the pleasure of
interviewing. That's awesome to know.
Absolutely
like that.
Terrific guy. McDonald's in Japan, speaking of pumpkin spice, just started selling pumpkin chocolate french fries. They're regular fries with sweet pumpkin sauce and chocolate drizzled on top.
That you can eat.
Delish. For some reason, they're not selling them in America, but it just seems easy enough to recreate it in your own right. Just buy the sauces. Oh, do they have sweet pumpkin sauce? I don't think I've ever seen that in a store.
Well, you can buy pumpkin in a can from Libby's. Yeah, and you could just, sweeten it, I suppose. But
Pumpkin. Yeah, give you some pumpkin. Just buy the sauces at the grocery store, get some McDonald's, and go nuts and make them yourself.
I do love pumpkin.
And the pumpkin beer. Oh, my God. I'm somebody that enjoyed the pumpkin ale. I think it was called, I don't know whether it's Pumpkinhead or whatever. I actually liked it, but then everybody started making it.
You know what? I never did. Beer should taste like beer, not pie.
There you go.
that's where I stand. I'm sorry.
Believe it or not, people who expect the world to hand them everything are disappointed when it doesn't. But here's a new twist. They're even disappointed when it does. A new study out of Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Go, Case Western Reserve!
I got the T-shirt!
Case Western Reserve. Going to have to look that one up. In Cleveland, when I do that, because I'm an idiot, I'll find that they're actually well-known for something, and then I'll have to retract it. So
they have a great pumpkin spice program.
Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland found that people who have strong senses of entitlement are more likely to be chronically disappointed in life. Even when good things happen, because they expect so much. The researchers say that it's hard
for
them.
The internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Oh, he wants everything, and he wants it now.
The researchers say that it's hard for them to overcome the feeling because their way of coping with it is to reassure themselves that they're amazing, which just restarts the cycle of disappointment. I don't know.
Is it a millennial trend? It sounds like something the youngsters, Mike. Because,
I don't know.
My generation, your generation, and, of course, before us, the greatest generation. None of us have bad trends like that.
No, I don't think it's generational. I think it's the individuals that are entitled. All I know is I read that story and I went, wow. let's wrap up now. A little something, something. Leston Lawrence, not Lester, Leston Lawrence, is from Barrhaven, Ontario, Canada.
Boo!
And he was an employee. Stop your Canadian bigotry. And he was an employee at the Royal Canadian Mint in Ottawa. Leston noticed that they left buckets of gold nuggets just sitting around. So he came up with the idea to smuggle them out. And how do you smuggle out your gold nuggets? By jamming them right where the sun never shines.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Leston. Each one weighed about 7.4 ounces and was worth around $5,000. So once he would get them out, he would take them to a cash for gold place and cash them in. Probably not the best idea.
Oh, no.
We assume that he would rinse them off first, but that's not
confirmed.
I
hope so.
Yeah. He did it for 4 months between November of 2014 and March of 2015. Here's the amazing part.
Yeah.
The mint did not catch him. It was a bank teller who thought that all of his checks from the cash for gold place were suspicious. She flagged his account, and the cops launched an investigation, and that's
wow.
how they caught the guy. During the investigation, they found a container of Vaseline in Leston's work locker. So he left the evidence right
sure.
there. He was arrested earlier this year. When asked for comment, Leston said, "It's not fair." There you go. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault and Rob's B-Wax. Oh, Leston. Poop and gold. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Listen to O'Maracast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeO'MaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. The leaves, they are a-fallin'.
Yeah.
The harvest moon, she is a-shinin' in the nighttime sky. And before you know it, there'll be frost on the pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin.
But, pumpkin, and nothing like a pumpkin.
Love pumpkin.
Carve your pumpkin. You have pumpkin cookies, pumpkin bread, pumpkin everything.
Pumpkin pie!
Yes, the air may be chilly, but the deals at Amazon are red hot. Oh, baby. Autumn is the best time of the year for Amazon. Amazon.com has everything you need and at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It's tiny, but it matters.
Yes.
It doesn't cost you anything extra, which isn't that the way America rolls. And it's the best and easiest way for you to support our friends here at the TMOS show.
Nice.
Or at TMOS. So whether it's a dashing new parka, a deluxe automobile ice scraper, or a spice rack, or the aforementioned earlier in the week, bone saw. Woo!
Bone.
You need a bone saw.
Hanoi.
Get your bone saw for dismembering. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Get ready for value because Amazon and you go together like candy corn and a bone saw.
Num.
And now without further ado, open it up. It's
Thank
the
you.
Audio Vault for Thursday, September 22nd. 2016. Take it away, Rob.
I know what you love, Mike. You love parody records, and there is no way to capture the mood of America.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my ordinance ready.
Than a parody record that talks about the topics of the day, like the Brangelina divorce. Oh, Mike, these lyrics are clever and funny, and they boil it down. Now you'll understand.
Because it started off that way. Jennifer's heart, he broke. Now French TMA.
Thank you.
Dicks.
The lyrics funny. To that were, "He cheated on you."
Jennifer's heart he broke. We don't have the right meter. We put the consonants and syllables. Anyway, it sucks. I hate that crap.
All right, a little project.
DJs.
DJs, indeed. Bob Rivers, Mike.
He started it. Did he really start it, or maybe
he I think he did. I think he did.
They probably would.
A little project in sound. Have you seen the Bank of America commercials where a llama talks about Bank of America?
Yeah, they're actually a little funny. Right?
I believe it was listener Kyra Schuster who sent me this and said, it sounds like someone we know. Let's do a comparison. Here is the Bank of America spot.
You know, in life, I've found some things are hard, some things are easy.
And here is another tape.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Oh, I thought it was Adrian.
Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag.
You know, in life, I've found some things are hard, some things are easy. You know what's easy?
Pony.
Eggs over.
Pony.
Yeah, it's Pony.
Pony, you got a whole career. You can explore this. You can do voiceover work. You can do it.
Yeah, remember, Mike, when they told you that they don't want them to sound like announcers anymore. They want them to sound like that.
Yeah. I mean, I actually, you know, when I was working with Kirk McEwen and we were doing the morning show on The Edge, he had gotten a lady that kind of tweaked his work, and she was a voice coach. And I remember I did it for about 4 weeks, once a week. I was, and everything was, you know, dumb it down. Everything was don't sound like an announcer. Everything was, you know, this is the way I talk. I have an announcer's voice. That's the way I sound. And I just got so tired of. Hey, you gotta kind of do it like this.
Yeah, Thomas's, you know, English muffins.
Like this, so I don't talk like that. Yeah, you know? I will walk into the local McDonald's and I will say, "Egg McMuffin, please." Thank you.
It doesn't matter that it's 6 o'clock at night. That's still what you're saying.
Give me an EpiPen, you.
Speaking of announcers, this is starting to be sad for me. I usually, you know, check out what the highlights are at MLB.com, looking for stuff for the show.
Right.
Vin Scully is down to about his last 12 games as announcer for the Dodgers.
And should I mention, I might as well. I have to for the New Englanders in our audience.
Yeah.
The Red Sox magic number is 6. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, magic number time. I haven't even talked about it. They're going to win the division.
Oh, you just ruined it. You just ruined it.
Oh, they're
going to
win.
Happy.
They will win the division.
All right.
I guarantee they will win the division.
All right.
There it is.
All right, good. I love your guarantees.
Let the slump begin.
Well, with Vin Scully, really one of the greatest voices in all of baseball, reaching the end of his career, I wanted to pull this highlight. This is a great example of him telling a funny story, but again, the way he weaves it into calling the game, it's just a pleasure to hear a true pro.
Oh, absolutely.
One doing of the best what he
and
does.
Learn from the best, Red Barber.
Yes.
So this is the best of the best. Right,
he's
here
talking about a outfielder for the Giants named Hunter Pence.
And the Giants down 8-2, and Hunter Pence to start it off. The 1-0 pitch on the way, a strike. Hunter is a very good-natured guy. Back about 2014, he was a big fan of the Seinfeld show. And it started out when the team was in New York, and his girlfriend took a picture, ground ball to short, Seager's up with it and throws him out. And they took a picture in a New York diner holding a cup of coffee. It wasn't the Seinfeld diner, but it reminded him of it. Well, the next thing you know, it went all over, what do they say, viral these days. And now the signs went when they were playing in Queens. Hunter Pence puts ketchup on his hot dog. Hunter Pence eats pizza with a fork. And then his favorite, Hunter Pence picks the hamburger in the hot dog race. Well, you get the idea. He's a good-natured guy, a wonderful player, constantly in motion, but struggling certainly in this series.
So great to hear him talk,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, that's the way you do it, man. That's the way. Because baseball announcers, you here's the thing, and this just really quickly,
sure,
if I can say
take
this.
Take your time.
Because I watch so much baseball on TV. What's great about that is, I think he said 8-2. That's the game.
Yep.
You got a laugh or you got a blowout.
Yeah.
You got a game where not a lot's going on. That's when you do it. The worst is if you have a moment like that and they still continue to talk about the mechanics of the game. That
sure
can be so incredibly tedious. Vin Scully knows that. Don Orsillo, who doesn't do the Red Sox anymore, he knows that. Dave O'Brien, the guy that does the Red Sox, doesn't know that.
And also, to a certain extent, wasn't it always the same way when Madden would call a game on football?
Madden was exactly the same thing. The problem is these guys now that are coming up, and they're more of these guys than there are the old school guys, they'll just be like nuts and bolts, X's and O's, X's and O's. And I wish they'd bring back some of the broadcasters, but you know what? They're not the guys that know the right asses to kiss.
You're
some of whom we have known personally in our careers.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We call them climbers, Mike.
Absolutely.
He's a climber. We've seen it. Captain Peter Taylor had a rescue. I think he's a fireman or an emergency response guy. A guy dropped.
What is he?
He's an emergency response guy in Rhode Island.
All right,
and a fellow dropped his cell phone in between two rocks at a beach. and he reached down to try and get it, and this guy got stuck. All right, he got stuck trying to get his phone. And so they called Captain Peter Taylor. Normally, in this case, they inflate a bladder to push the rocks apart. Okay. But if they did that, the rocks would possibly crumble and cause a lot of damage at the beach. So Captain Peter Taylor fixed it, and he fixed it in a sexy way.
Olive oil, lots of olive oil did the trick. We managed to spray him down and applied a lot of olive oil, and we were able to dislodge him. That was one of our concerns, where we would be later on in the event, had the event lasted longer. He was in good spirits.
Yeah, he was.
An otherwise healthy 31-year-old male.
And then they seared him. He was delicious.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
And let us close with this. Wendy Williams, you always know when the Wendy Williams show is on TV because you hear, whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah. I love Wendy Williams. She had a rapper Game on, and Game revealed the three members of the Kardashian tribe that he has boned.
Hey, and spectacular TV.
I think it is spectacular TV. Let's find out who he's shared himself
Game
with.
Game has a song, and in the song, you clearly hear him say that he slept with three Kardashians. Did you get down with Courtney?
No.
Kim?
Kanye is a really good friend of mine, and they got really, really beautiful kids.
So, yes to Kim.
Family.
So, it's Khloe, it's Kim. Have you slept with the mom?
Nah.
Two out of three ain't bad, as Meatloaf would say.
Yeah. Well, no, it's... Oh, it was three. You just, it gets a little tricky. China ain't married yet.
Oh, China.
But it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's facts.
Yeah, it's all good, Mike. So what happens is the Game has been with Kim, Khloe, and Black China. And then, amazingly, he was also contacted by Captain Peter Taylor because he was covered with olive oil. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment, which was wonderful today, can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Ashley. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Buy a t-shirt.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.